Welcome to the Microsoft Virtual Academy today. I am Aaron Ruckman, Senior Program Manager at Microsoft, and I own User Experience Virtualization and Application Virtualization at Microsoft. Today I'm going to be talking about User Experience Virtualization. We're going to go deeply into how it works and such. So to talk about what we're going to do for the course agenda today, I am going to talk about UEV in an overview, planning from bottom to top. Then we're going to talk about how do you manage the operating system and app settings. Maybe you have some custom things you want to do. Finally, we're going to go over lifecycle management, which is how do I take this project and manage it from stem to stern. So let's start today with our UEV overview. In this module, we're going to talk about what is MDOP? What is UEV? And then we're going to go over the release products for UEV 2.0 and 2.1. We actually have an announcement about 2.1, and it's pretty cool. And then we're going to demo UEV from basically an overwide, get a really big, good breadth of what is UEV in terms of things it can do. So first, let's talk about what is MDOP. So Microsoft Desktop Optimization Pack is a suite of products that includes application virtualization, user experience virtualization, MBAM, AGPM, and Dart. These tools are basically help you to manage your enterprise in a way that can be helpful to you and go deeply for your product and so forth. MDOP actually started in 2007, where we purchased SoftGrid, which then we later renamed Application Virtualization, or AVI. After that, we expanded the suite into other products. User Experience Virtualization is one of them. You'll notice that we continue to invest deeply into MDOP, and we typically, and even now, we just barely released MBAM 2.5 last fall. In December, we released UEV 2.0. And we continue to invest heavily into the MDOP experience as we move forward. So now let's talk about what is UEV. So UEV is all about changing your device, so whatever device you're on and whatever environment you're on, and keeping that same experience. So your customers can get that personalized experience whichever device that they're on. And for you, we want to make it drop-dead simple. So that way, you can simply manage this, manage UEV without having to understand a lot of things or do a lot of things. And it integrates very seamlessly into your tooling and the things that in the tools you already have. And then, of course, we also have some customers that really like it. So the way that it works is that you basically go and log on to a machine, and the user, you set it up in the way we're going to talk about, but then the user just uses his applications and his OS in a way that he normally would. And then what will happen is that those settings then are pushed up to a central share. And then once the user logs on to either another tablet or to his laptop or to an RDS app, those settings follow him and that experience goes with him wherever he's at. So this is an architectural diagram. And really, this focuses on all the areas that we're going to discuss today, but I don't want to go too deeply here. This is for a reference, so that way you can come back and look at this later. But this is really a great reference to see all the different areas that we're going to talk about today. So let's segue then into what is UEV 2.0 and 2.1. So UEV 2 was released last December, and it's available with the MDOP 2013 R2 release. It's all about getting a tighter integration into Windows 8. And to do that, we actually started supporting Windows Store applications, synchronizing those settings. The second thing that we introduced, was a concept of a user-centric experience, or what we call the Company Settings Center. And that allows your users to do control and synchronization and choose what settings that they want to synchronize. Finally, we introduced this concept of a synchronization engine. In 1.0, you had to have offline files. And we got some feedback where we heard loud and clear that perhaps that wasn't such a good idea because companies had to migrate and turn to use offline files. And so we wanted to make that experience be better for our customers. So we took the best things from the offline files and integrated those into the experience for UEV and making that a better experience. In so doing, now we use a concept called eventual consistency in most cases, which means that eventually your applications will become consistent across all of your devices. So let's talk about UEV 2.1 beta. We just, a couple of weeks ago, we announced 2.1 beta at TechEd North America. It's available now. This shows that we're continuing to develop, not sitting on our laurels, and we're trying to really give you what it is that you are asking for. So we heard loud and clear that most companies are starting to migrate to Office 2013, and they wanted an inbox experience for that from UEV. So we provided that. We also heard loud and clear that the key thing that we were told that they wanted to roam were your Outlook signatures settings. So we already did the data, but they wanted to roam the association as well. And so that was something really quite interesting problem that we solved in 2.1 beta. Also, many customers are using Office 2013 with Office 365 licensing. And so Office 365 has 2013 roam settings, or what they call them, and there's about a handful or so of these. They're super important. And so when Office 365 is on the box, then and UEV is also present, then UEV won't roam those settings that Office 365 does, causing no collisions there. But if Office 365 is not, then we'll roam most of those settings as well. If you already have Office 365, then UEV will still roam thousands of settings within Office, within the Office suite. By default, you don't have to worry about it. Also, in this release, we also added additional Windows support. And so we wanted to continue innovating in that area. So we added Credential Manager and certificates, so creds and certificates that are all managed within Credential Manager. Those are Windows settings, those are generic enterprise-specific settings, and those are credentials, which are stored within CredMan. We'll go over what that means in a little bit more in just a second. We also heard from many of our EDU customers that they did not want, or they wanted to be able to synchronize their settings with UEV and allow their customers to use Microsoft account applications. So for example, they were totally fine if people had within their network saw their pictures, you know, wanted to go and get their music on their machines and use a Microsoft account for that. But what they didn't want to do is they didn't want those settings to go public to the cloud because they wanted to have control over that. So we listened, and now if you have your Microsoft account turned on and you have your synchronization turned off through Microsoft account and UEV is installed, then UEV will synchronize the OS settings, the Windows Store apps, and the classic applications. If you have your Microsoft account linked and your sync turned on, then UEV will only synchronize the classic applications. Finally, we added support for backup and restore with an experience specific for the IT Pro. So what we heard is that some companies, like for example, real estate companies, they had brokers and their brokers had a desktop where they wanted to have that experience be fun, be personalized for them. And so they were fine with roaming those settings to all their machines. However, they had that one machine where they wanted to make sure that that was a professional experience. So, and it was their laptop. So they would go in front of customers and they wanted to have that background be the background they wanted. But they didn't want to not back it up. They wanted to have it there. So that way, if they ever dropped their laptop in a pool, for example, then they brought their laptop in back onto their network. Then that laptop would then be able to, you could restore the settings from the previous laptop and that background would automatically come across. So the restoring of your settings is something new. We also have We also in UEV worked on our self-heal to ensure that our products didn't need to have a lot of corruption. We try to handle corruption before it happens. And in so doing, then we know that we've done a lot of work there. But sometimes corruption happens. And you might be using your account for a couple of years, maybe that box. And so you don't want to, today, UEV enables you to go back to the original settings that you had, but that those could be 2 years old. And so that's probably not a very nice experience. So today in 2.1 beta, we've introduced this concept of a last known good. And last known good really means that we're going to roll back the settings for that particular application back to the last stable point. So if you, for example, changed your calculator settings, for example, and then over time you got them just right, and then a few months later you started making some changes, but those changes corrupted things, then going back to last known good would take you back to the last stable point, which should be closer to your original, to your current setting state. We heard that that was something that people wanted to do, and so we've introduced that concept as well. So let's go a little deeper into what it means to roam credentials. Now, we took the position that not everyone would want to roam their credentials out of box. So what we did is we said, okay, we'll turn the credential experience off by default, and you can opt into it. Then, and so you can do that either by going through the company setting center, we can do it via policy, we can do it via, we have a number of ways in our lifecycle management that I'll point you to that you can go and turn that on remotely for all of your customers. And the places that we roam are the set, are the files that live in these locations that I point out here. If you have any settings that go outside of these locations, then UEV will not roam those. And these credentials are, like I said before, these credentials are all about those which are enterprise specific. So your Windows credentials. So one example of this could be your Outlook credential for opening your Outlook. You might want to be able to open your Outlook and not have to worry about prompting yourself for credentials. Now, I don't know about you, but the first time you do that on one machine, then you probably have to do it on another. So by roaming this credential, you now enable yourself to not have to worry about logging into Outlook on all of your computers more than just one time. And so that's a really great experience for you, we hope. Great. So now let's move into a more interesting point. We're going to go into our demo now. But before I go into the demo, I want to show you the topology for what we're going to do. So I've got... this is kind of interesting. So I have a Windows 2012 box, which is my VDI host. It's hosting all of the VMs here. And on it, I have it set up to do RDS app streaming and also VDI client for non-persistent VDI. I also have it set up to be a Windows 8.1 box as well as a Windows 7 box. It also has a domain controller and a CM on it that we'll use in different modules. So... let me go ahead then and segue into this. All right, so what I have set up then is this is my Outlook. And as you can see, I'm just going to go into my signature settings. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to type a name. So I'm going to say my MVA test signature. And I'm not going to make it perfect, so that way you can see that it's actually live and it's going to be interesting. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say MVA rocks, and I'll leave the at there, and I'll do something like plus one, and UEV is really cool. I don't know, I'll add some interesting characters there just so that way you can see that the data is live. So now what happens is that this association is the new thing that we've added. So you'll notice that we have MVA test signature now associated for both new messages and replies and forwards. So to make this all work, I'm going to close my Outlook, and then I'm going to open up my RDS streamed Outlook 2013. And this is running on my host server. And it just takes a minute for it to run. And it's just installing something. And now we have it open. And so now when I open it up to options, mail, signatures, you notice that I have my MVA test signature coming through. And we also have the data coming through too. So that's actually really cool. So now when I do a new mail here, my signature actually came up automatically. Very cool. So the next thing I want to show is my Contoso HR app. So what I have is we've created this custom application called Contoso HR. And basically what you can do is you can go in, and this is a Windows 8 store sideloaded app that we've created. And we're going to go in now and we're going to customize it because I want to involve all the people that I have in my environment. Plus, let's say I want to add my benefits and my career information to that. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to close it. So now I close it, and you'll notice that what happens is that this is now stored up here in my Contoso setting storage path. So we'll talk about setting storage paths in just a minute, but just notice that it actually was updated in this path. And you can go, and this is one way to troubleshoot this if this ever doesn't work. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to come in to my Windows 8.1 box, and I'm going to click Sync Now because I'm using my default sync provider on this box. This is really a physical laptop or my desktop box. And I want to just highlight the fact that we have this new thing called the Company Settings Center, which you can get through your Tray app. We have a start menu icon for it, or in your start menu items. And and if you're using UEV, you can use this to control what Windows settings you want to synchronize, as well as what modern applications and classic applications that you could possibly synchronize. We also have this More Details tab, which if you manage things via policy, then the More Details tab will allow you to show you what settings you're explicitly controlling via policy and what the default and what you've set that to. So for example, if I wanted to say Contoso HR is always on or always off, that would be reflected in my More Details. And let me just show you what that looks like. It just looks like that. Currently on this box, I don't have anything being managed by that. But if I did, then that's what you'd see. So let's go ahead and open up the HR app now. And you'll notice that my settings that I had now came down and they roam automatically. So that's pretty cool. All right. So let's go moving on now to, and I'm going to actually close this and log out for my next demonstration here. Okay, we're signing out there. That should be fine. We'll wait for it to sign out entirely. Looks like it did. Let's just make sure it did. Awesome, it did. Perfect. So now let's jump into my Windows 7 box. And you'll notice that what we have here is our credential manager. You notice you can get to that via your control panel, credential manager. This is a vault. It holds Windows credentials, certificate-based credentials, and generic credentials. We will synchronize across boxes Windows credentials, certificate-based credentials, which are enterprise-specific, and generic credentials, which are also enterprise-specific. So, for example, if you map a network drive and you want to save the credentials because you log on to someone else, those credentials will roam across. And so what we're going to do is we are going to create a new credential just to simulate that experience. And so I have my administrator. I'm logged on as Larry, but administrator is going to be the one that I'm going to save the credential for. And now we're going to give it a password. So I enter in his password. Now you'll notice that we have a credential. It's modified today. Its persistence is enterprise. That's the key. And so now I say that's good enough. So closing credential manager is not enough because this is an operating system credential or operating system setting. We have to actually log off of the box in order to make that happen. Now this works based on a trigger. Now, I'm going to talk about triggers in just a second, but let's go ahead and start signing into my other box. There we go. So now we're signed in. So a trigger is, let's make it a little bit easier to see here. Full screen. There we go. Okay, so a trigger is the thing that UEV keys off of in order to do something. So for example, the triggers that we have are log on, log off, connect, disconnect, lock, unlock, and app load and app launch and app exit. So at those points, we're doing things. The other trigger that we have is a heartbeat, which is in the form of a scheduled task, which you have total control over as a scheduled task in order to make it either more frequent or less frequent. The default is to synchronize every 30 minutes. And that heartbeat works if you're on sync method equals sync provider. And we'll go deeper into what that means in a few minutes. So let's go ahead and let's run, grab our credential manager. This is on a Windows 8.1 box. We were on a Windows 7, remember? So I'll go over to our Windows credentials and voila, it's there. Just created today. And you can go in and edit it. So in this scenario, my map drive would have the credential for the map drive would have gone across. So that way, if I would have wanted to create something, it would have already had the credential in my store and not reprompted me. What we've discussed today is, what is MDOP? What are the products in it? What's its timeline? We talked about what is UEV and how does it work? We also went a little deep into a breadth of what's in UEV 2.0 and 2.1. Talked about the specific features that you can go and do. Now, what I want you to do right now, if you haven't already, is go out to our UEV beta site, grab that 2.1 beta, download it, play with it, try it out. We have documentation and a help guide that's provided with the beta. If you also want to do a lab environment, you can check out our TechNet documentation. It's really great. Just search for UEV 2.0, and you can use the evaluation guide there in both your 2.1 as well as your 2.0 evaluation to see how to roll this out in a lab environment and try it out. Log connect bugs out in our 2.1 site and give us feedback so we can make this better. Tell us how we're doing. Thank you very much for your time, and stay tuned for module number 2.